Wow.
I suddenly just remembered a portion of my dream I had before waking up this morning. I walked into what I felt was a studio. It's almost like a lobby, waiting room, really. Of what I felt was to a radio station. I walked around the corner. And the interesting thing is, as a side note, I felt just now that this was similar to the same location where I had met the Beatles. Oh, no. The Monkees. Yeah. Davy Jones was alive. That was a separate dream. So the one from this morning, I walked around the corner, and it was, oh boy, what's his name? He'd wear the glasses on WKRP in Cincinnati. He came walking around the corner, and I suddenly realized in that moment, oh my gosh, have I walked onto the set of, because as I turned around the corner, it was almost kind of like a grocery store of sorts. But as I was walking down the hallway, it's Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati. And he was walking towards me, and he looked older. And I realized this is a reboot, not necessarily reboot, a continuation of WKRP in Cincinnati. And they picked it back up years later. Picked up the TV show years later from where they left off. Which I cannot remember where it left off. I don't even know if I saw the last episode or not. I just remember saying, oh my gosh, it's you, holy cow. Because on K-Chung, I frequently bring up the idea that WKRP in Cincinnati was an influence to me growing up, watching that show, seeing what was going on behind the scenes. It made me quite curious about listening, you know, about the radio. What's going on in those radio stations? What are those guys doing behind the cameras, so to speak? Which is funny, because they're DJs. But what's going on behind the cameras? What are they doing when they're not on the air? Wow, that just popped in my brain. It popped in my brain because I was looking through... I was looking through the Inspirato Projecto Instagram. I was looking at the Inspirato Projecto Instagram, and I saw a photo in there with me, Alex Smart, and I believe it was Alex's guest, Steve Brock, I believe his name is. When I glanced at that photo, bam, it suddenly came back to me. Do you have those specific, do you have particular locations in your dreams that you can think of? That you've frequently traveled to? It could be reoccurring dreams. It could also just simply be locations that you find yourself at once in a while. There are a few of those with me. There's one that's a particular beach. Now there's this radio station. Yeah, I guess it's a radio station. When I saw the monkeys there before, there's no grocery store addition to it. Davy Jones is older. I was very surprised to see him there. My goodness. I was writing down my dreams there for a while, and that came hand in hand with the astounding amount of synchronicities and symbolism that I was experiencing back during the time when I was substitute teaching. Just incredible. Just incredible. It's been said many times by various sources. I'm looking over here at this little purple bag with the Synchronicity stone in it.
Take a look at this thing.
Oh, wow. Yep, synchronicity stone. Ever since I got this, I've got to say, the synchronicities going into hyperdrive. All right, that's all for now. Keep your eyes on. Keep your eyes on the synchronicities. Do it. They will continue to reward you.
That was so cool. Thank you so very much. That made me smile like bunches. That was really, really cool of you. And, I can be an angel and a devil, but I think a lot of people are like that, I suppose. But again, thank you so very much. That was great. Have a good night.
What you just heard there was a pleasant message from Horns and Halos podcast. They are a podcast that I had left a theme song for. Been leaving these theme songs for folks, and that was really cool. Sometimes I get a thank you, and when I do, I put it into my podcast. It's important to power up. It's like a sandwich with a lot of delicious nutrients. Oh, is this my bus? By golly, that is not my bus. That is not my bus. Not my bus. As I was saying, it's like a nice, nutritious sandwich. You got all just good, great, delicious, organic ingredients packed with vitamins and minerals, supplements and nutrients. And that's what I feel when you power pack something with great vibes. Those vibes are just yowza. Watch out. I don't know if I mentioned that I edit wedding videos. My buddy out in Chicago, Barry Tagle. Check out Imagination Designers. What an awesome name for a wedding video company, huh? Imagination Designers. Fantastic. He shoots these phenomenal videos, and then I edit them. So I'm watching people get married all the time. I haven't had any projects to work on during the summer because in Chicago, throughout this time, because Chicago, as you know, has winter. They got snow, they got rain, all that razzmatazz. Sometimes people do get married in the winter time. Sometimes on New Year's Eve, I've seen some of those. Unlike California, where it's basically every day is summer. As Fishbone would say, every day sunshine, every day, so he sends them to me, and I edit them. So he recently sent me an SD card. Usually he sends me a hard drive of stuff, and then I edit it right off of there. This time, he sent me an SD card with one project on it while he fills up a hard drive with other projects. They started up their wedding season again. And so I found out that this, for some reason, the SD card just would not work in the laptop. So I went out to go get a new heavy-duty SD card reader. And now I'm on my way back. This is such a wonderful day. Ooh, here comes the bus, little darling. Here comes the bus, and I will say, here's $1.75 so I can ride on it. Here we go. Hey, man. It all worked out extraordinarily well. I was so surprised to see how fast the bus came back around. That was so cool. I went zip, zip, right in there and zip, zip, right back out, and the bus was here already. Unless you're a doppelganger of the bus driver I met before. Thanks, man. Wowzers. Wowzers, Mick Fowzers. Wowzers, Mick Fowzers. All right, folks. We will give you some more magic later on. Check out the Instagram if you want. I uploaded some new photos of the David Lynch book signing, Inspirato Projecto. Actually, that might be fun if you have Instagram. That would be neat. I see my stats rising all the time at an alarming rate. This is so exciting to see how many folks are listening to Inspirato Projecto on all kinds of devices. If I haven't mentioned it before, I will go down a list. I will go through a list, probably about 22 different podcast apps and directories. You can listen to this on the most prominent ones, I would say, are iTunes and Anchor FM. So you can always subscribe to it if you'd like. That way it's always going to pop up there for you. So yeah, I would love it if you were to go to the Inspirado Projecto Instagram and just let me know. I aside from these podcast folks and friends and family, I just don't know what kind of folks are out there listening to this. I would get such a kick out of hearing all the various kinds of folks who are listening to it. Maybe I've got some plumbers, maybe I've got some musicians, maybe some folks who like to knit, maybe some folks who are bus drivers, maybe some folks who lay concrete, take out ye old jackhammer. So I'll talk to you more later. In the meantime, keep the inspirado flowing, Owen.
This is Man Behind the Machine, and you are listening to Inspirado Projecto.
That was another extraordinary promo by Man Behind the Machine. Check out his podcast. He's got a lot of very interesting... Man Behind the Machine is like, if you were to take a character, and I'm not even necessarily talking about, okay, if you were to take a character from within the Tron universe, and then he comes out here, it's like Tron coming out into this world, just like Flynn going back into Tron's world. The thing is Man Behind the Machine is... not necessarily like one of those characters that we see in the movie. He's more of like a character that is living within that world. He's one of those guys. And That's what I envision. Sort of a, maybe he's sort of an android of sorts. You go to his account, you'll hear lots of interesting music, a lot of computer friends. He's got computer friends, or it could be him. It could be him. And the voice that you just heard is just one of the interns. But go check it out. All of these podcasts of these people who have been, I've been including in here, check out their podcasts. These are all authentic individuals. These are all folks who have decided to take the media into their own hands and create the art that they want to hear in the world. So, having said that, I'm going to read some more out of my idea book here. This is my idea book. I like to read from time to time. This is an old one. Old one. I've got quite a few of these. Did I say this yet? Let's see. Marathon of Individuality. That's pretty neat. Marathon of Individuality. Did I say this yet? YouTube network only for vampires. Sitcoms, favorite comedian, reality shows. Here's another one. Is it another Banksy prank? Here's another one. Mobile surprise party. The laugh room. Used for subliminal messages and getting people happy again. Yeah, the laugh room. So if anyone's just feeling down, feeling bad, they go right into the laugh room. I'm imagining like a dome, a tent, or something, but just hilarious, real, honest-to-God, gut-busting laughter, which brings me to this. I've been collecting a laugh track. Friends, family, strangers who have yet to be friends have been emailing me at inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. They've been sending me their audio samples of them laughing, and I've been splicing it together. The Life of Charles Fort. Do some research on Charles Fort. Charles Fort. If you've ever seen Magnolia, P.T. Anderson was inspired by Charles Fort about a particular scene. Here's something. Did I say this? Let's see. Some of these I've already read, so I'm trying to find the things that I have not yet read. Song called Hello Family. This is written down. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Muppet Movie, Wizard of Oz, Blues Brothers, Journey Adventure. Nashville, Texas. A cowboy. Boots McGee. Lucent Dossier. This says October 6th. Now, this is from years ago. October 6th, fundraiser, October 14th and 15th. Lucent Dossier at Palace Theater. Now, Lucent Dossier, I met those guys. Wowzers. It's like Cirque du Soleil meets... street theater. That's these guys. They're zany. Zany. I never use that word. Zany. You know I'm serious when I use that word zany. And by serious, I don't mean... Well, I am furrowing my brows. I shouldn't say that. They're not furrowed right now as I'm resetting myself. They're zany. I really mean it when I use that word. Because I use it so rarely. Zany. These guys are zany. I met them at Love Seed, which was produced by, well, she goes by Airy Red Tree. Airy Red Tree. It was up in Sopiago Springs in a town called, it was up in a town called Pioneer, which is phenomenal, at a campground called Sopiago Springs, which was originally set up for, it has a bunch of dirt bike tracks. It was originally set up for that because the owner is a big dirt bike fan. They have the freshest water there. Freshest water. They got a pump there. You pump out the water. They really want to build hobbit, like little hobbit villages. And I was out there, I think it was 4 or 5 days. Wow. That will forever go down in history as one of the most magical experiences I had. There are so many little stories attached with that. I think one of these times I'll have a podcast all about Love Seed, all about the different aspects of Love Seed. It might even be a series. So at Love Seed, I met Lucent Dossier. They performed there. I talked to them afterwards. Here's a little synchronicity. They came out. And these guys, you know, they're dressed as clowns. I mean, clowns. They got these crazy... The dude on stilts. They had crazy wigs and all. Just phenomenal. Phenomenal. I told them... That when the time comes for me to fake my death, I'm gonna join their circus. Whoops, I gave it away. So I saw their show in front of thousands of hippies, perhaps. Forward thinkers, for sure. Christ consciousness. Seekers and appliers, absolutely. Synchronicity lovers, big time. I'd never been in a situation where there were so many people talking about just high-vibrating conversations. Good God, it was astounding. Everywhere I went, and everyone was so welcoming. So many people got to know my name. I was wandering around. Anyway, that's a side note. There's so much to that. So after the show... They come out, and I'm talking with them, and the one guy, he happens to have a hip flask. He goes, hey, you want to take a shot? I go, yeah. Everyone, they all started to know my name, and they all started imitating me. It was great. The guy, he gives me his hip flask, and I take a sip of it. I go, nyik, nyik, nyik. And right as I'm doing it, he's doing the same thing. He goes, Indian. He repeats it with me, and he goes, oh, my gosh. I don't know anyone else who does that except my friend. My friend started doing that, and I started doing it, but I've always wondered where it's from, and I said, you know where it's from? It's from Easy Rider. Jack Nicholson does it. He goes, oh my gosh, I'd done it this whole time not knowing. I always thought it was just a funny thing my friend did. I never knew it came from somewhere. I go, man, isn't it amazing? I was here right now, The universe brought me here, brought you here, so I could be astonished by your story and you could be astonished by mine. And it filled in a blank in your brain. Gosh, that was just one of so many. Oh yeah, okay, there we go. Mad Magazine, we talked about that. Did I talk about this? A song or a movie or something called I Fell in Love with a Blonde? Something here. Dish Network, DirecTV, AT&T. Ooh. Here's something. Make videos that are hypnotic and psychedelic. Making use of the Hollow Earth. September 23rd, satellite falls into our orbit and crashes into Earth. Where? Oh yeah. Oh my god, it is so funny. I just turned the page. Oh my god, I just turned this page here. Okay, so this is crazy. So I put painting guitar cases. Now this is funny. Email Hobbit House to Sopiago Springs. I was just talking about Sopiago Springs on the previous page, wasn't I? You were there. You heard it. Oh my god. Well, I was talking about synchronicities, and then bam, I turn it, and then bam. Gosh. Email Hobbit House. Oh, boingboing.net. I love that website. Yeah, that's why it's in parentheses. Email Hobbit House, parenthesis, boingboing, unparenthesis, to Sopiago Springs. Yeah, and then this I actually already read, but I'm going to read it again because it's connected with a story that happened today. A man who insults people by comparing them to various animals, smooth and relaxed. Well, my dad did not insult anyone today. I had a conversation with him. He's living out there in Florida. He's driving sort of like this old folks home. They got sort of like a little village over there. There's like five different sort of apartments, so to speak. And when they want to go places, you know, they hop on he drives them around from the bus to the center location and then drives them back. They're all getting to know him. They're all getting to love him. And it was funny because he goes, wow, sometimes I feel, he's like, it's like a zoo there. All those different species of all those animals. And then I told my dad about how on this very podcast, I had read off this thing about the guy who compares people to animals. Oh yeah, there's WFMU. I already read about that. Viral petition video. I don't know what that is. Make Brian Wisniewski's moving comic. I've had that in my brain for the longest time. Brian and Steve Wisniewski, twins, phenomenal, phenomenal team. These guys, there's a group called the Insomniacs, composed of Brandon Tropp, Steve Zabel, Brian and Steve Wisniewski, Sangini Brombit, Jamie Lee Wise, Paul Sutton, Brandon Tropp, Alan Panicle, all geniuses. Hanging out with them really taught me about collaboration skills. We would go into the Wisniewski's garage, and we would, you know, we'd get schnockered and read. We'd have our readings. We would read basically once a week. We'd go in there and we'd read our new stories that we created. So we'd share our stories with each other. Gosh, such a phenomenal, magical time. Sometimes we'd have an old typewriter there and we'd take turns typing on it. And after I moved out here, the brothers would make these awesome projects. I still have them saved, like comics of sorts, and sent them out to me. Phenomenal. And I had been meaning to turn them into moving comics, which basically, if you don't know what a moving comic is, they take still comic books and they somehow move the photos, kind of make it look animated. Gosh, those are such great times. There's a great community, those guys, back in Chicago. Learn about Hangouts on Google+. Music videos for each of my songs. That is something I've always meant to do, and I will do. Ooh, what is this? Remember Uncle Six Eyes. Remember Uncle Six Eyes. Writing down the wish list, visualizing each one, then pressing a button. When we press the button, we fully believe that we are putting the order in. Oh, I love that. The wish list. That could be a great tool for manifestation for those who want to have a permission slip, so to speak, as Bashar calls it, which is basically, in a sense, like a placebo, right? It's a thing where it I think this is why rituals and ceremonies are what they are. Perhaps it's not necessarily what's being done. Yes, perhaps it is. The magic of it is the belief that what's going on there is doing this thing. So, let's say you got the wish button. Maybe you call it the genie. The genie button or something, and you push it, you fully just really imagine it, and you go boom, and you go, okay, universe, you're taking care of it. You push the button, maybe it makes some magical sound like, and then that's it, and then you just go, okay, no attachments. As soon as I press this button, I'm not attaching to it, I'm not going to worry about it, I'm not going to anything. It's a physical representation of, bam, of getting that done. I think I'm going to create this thing. I'm so excited. This is another reason why. See, this is why I'm doing the podcast for my future self. Also, for anyone else who tunes into the same vibe. Anyone else who is into the same, you know, kind of mindset, so to speak, who can relate. Sometimes it's just nice to hear another person talk about something that you've thought about before. Sometimes it's like a mental high five. You're going, psh, I see it, I view it, I'm right there with you. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Sometimes all we need to hear is just that one little thing, and then bam. And it keeps us going, which is so exciting. So just as I'm leaving this, and this is all just a memory in my future brain self, these notes in my idea books were gifts to this self right now, to this dude. Had I not written those down, my past self not written those down, this current self, aka my future self, to the guy back then, my future self, and little did he realize that these would become memories, and this person I'm pointing at my chest in his brain. And now, little did he realize that this guy that I'm pointing at my chest here, you can hear it, would be shared with you guys. God, I love it. 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 So all that was a gift for this guy. making a bunch of video responses and posting them through the week. Byte TV, independent movies. Not certain what that is. Oh my god, play at Hollywood Bowl for birthday. I made a prediction to my buddy Jeremy. Jeremy Plensky, another one of my collaborators, songwriting collaborators. Which, by the way, we made a song called Enemy of Mine. About, you know, how you can date someone or be so in love with someone, and then somehow one day they end up somehow becoming your enemy, and then you just break apart. You go from being so in love to then going, I hate everything about this person. So the song is kind of a documentation of that. Enemy of Mine. I believe it's on soundcloud.com/CEC, or you go to soundcloud.com/IAmAnOrphan. Might be on there. So I told him, I said, I'm going to play at the Hollywood Bowl. I said, we're going to play at the Hollywood Bowl for my birthday. And I was fully prepared, whether I was going to be on the stage there or whether I was going to just play out in front of the venue. Either way, it was going to happen. The funny thing was, that year, the year that came around, the Hollywood Bowl was closed that day. Oh, good God. We're up to 23 minutes here. Let me see if I... what I can do here about not losing my place. That's the thing, that all this shuffling around is the sound of me trying to find my place from last time. There's a lot in here. A lot in here. That's all for now, folks. Thank you for listening to another
exciting episode of Inspirato Projecto.
Before I go, these are the various places that you can hear Inspirato Projecto. Here we go. These are apps. These are directories. Here we go. Podknife, Otto Radio, Podchaser, Podacy, iHeart, Overcast.fm, Podcast Republic, Podtail, Google Play, Castbox.fm, Pocket Casts, Play.RadioPublic.com, Stitcher, Podcast Pup, Digital Podcast, Listen Notes, Mixcloud, Spreaker, TuneIn, Blueberry, .com, BLUBRRY, Breaker, Castrex.com, CASTREX, RatPoison.com, yes, you heard that right, RatPoison, Podbean, Player.fm, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, if I didn't say Google Play already, Anchor.fm, and of course, iTunes. These are all the possible locations you can find this. Perhaps you don't want to listen to it on iTunes. Maybe you want to hear it on a completely different platform. So, I've been doing my due diligence in planting this seed, Johnny Appleseed, for folks to get a hold of it. For my future self to get a hold of it. Who knows how many of these sites are going to be kaput in the future, right? So we have to amplify the opportunities for our future selves to find ourselves. That's a good one. Amplify the opportunities for our future selves to find ourselves. If there was a word to the wise, that would be one of those wise's of the words-isms. Take care, folks, and keep that in mind. That was another extraordinary promo by Man Behind the Machine. Check out his podcast. He's got a lot of very interesting Man Behind the Machine is like, if you were to take a character, I know, if you were to take a character, and I'm not even necessarily talking about, okay, if you were to take a character from within the Tron universe, and then he comes out here, it's like Tron coming out into this world, just like Flynn going back into Tron's world. The thing is Man Behind the Machine is not necessarily like one of those characters that we see in the movie. He's more of like a character that is living within that world. He's one of those guys. And that's what I envision. Maybe he's sort of an android of sorts. You go to his account, you'll hear lots of interesting music, a lot of computer friends. He's got computer friends. Or it could be him. And the voice that you just heard is just one of the interns. But go check it out. All of these podcasts of these people who have been, I've been including in here, check out their podcasts. These are all authentic individuals. These are all folks who have decided to take the media into their own hands and create the art that they want to hear in the world. So, having said that, I'm going to read some more out of my idea book here. This is my idea book. I like to read from it from time to time. This is an old one. I've got quite a few of these. Did I say this yet? Let's see. Marathon of Individuality. That's pretty neat. Marathon of Individuality. Did I say this yet? YouTube network only for vampires. Sitcoms, favorite comedian, reality shows. Here's another one. Is it another Banksy prank? Here's another one. Mobile surprise party. Ooh. The laugh room. Used for subliminal messages and getting people happy again. Yeah, the laugh room. So if anyone's just feeling down, feeling bad, they go right into the laugh room. I'm imagining like a dome, a tent, or something, but just hilarious, real, honest-to-God, gut-busting laughter, which brings me to this. I've been collecting a laugh track. Friends, family, strangers who have yet to be friends, have been emailing me at inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. They've been sending me their audio samples of them laughing, and I've been splicing it together. The Life of Charles Fort. Do some research on Charles Fort. Charles Fort. If you've ever seen Magnolia, P.T. Anderson was inspired by Charles Fort about a particular scene. Here's something. Did I say this? Let's see. Some of these I've already read, so I'm trying to find the things that I have not yet read. Song called Hello Family. This is written down. Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Muppet Movie, Wizard of Oz, Blues Brothers, Journey Adventure. Nashville, Texas. A Cowboy. Boots McGee. Lucent Dossier, this says October 6th, now this is from years ago, October 6th fundraiser, October 14th and 15th, Lucent Dossier at Palace Theater. Now Lucent Dossier, I met those guys, wowzers. It's like Cirque du Soleil meets, street theater. That's these guys. They're zany. I never use that word, zany. You know I'm serious when I use that word zany. And by serious, I don't mean, well, I am furrowing my brows. I shouldn't say that. They're not furrowed right now as I'm resetting myself. They're zany. You know I really mean it when I use that word, because I use it so rarely. Zany. These guys are zany. I met him at Love Seed, which was produced by, well, she goes by Airy Redtree. It was up in Sopiago Springs, in a town called, Pioneer, which is phenomenal, at a campground called Sopiago Springs, which was originally set up for, it has a bunch of dirt bike tracks. It was originally set up for that because the owner is a big dirt bike fan. They have the freshest water there. Freshest water. They got a pump there. You pump out the water. They really want to build hobbit, like little hobbit villages. And I was out there, I think it was 4 or 5 days. Wow. That will forever go down in history as one of the most magical experiences I had. There are so many little stories attached with that. I think one of these times I'll have a podcast all about Love Seed, all about the different aspects of Love Seed. It might even be a series. So at Love Seed, I met Lucent Dossier. They performed there. I talked with them afterwards. Here's a little synchronicity. They came out, and these guys, you know, they're dressed as clowns. I mean, clowns. They got these crazy dude on stilts. They had crazy wigs and all. Just phenomenal. Phenomenal. I told them that when the time comes for me to fake my death, I'm going to join their circus. Whoops, I gave it away. So I saw their show in front of thousands of hippies, perhaps. Forward thinkers, for sure. Christ consciousness. Seekers and appliers, absolutely. Synchronicity lovers, big time. I'd never been in a situation where there were so many people talking about just high-vibrating conversations. Good God, it was astounding. Everywhere I went, and everyone was so welcoming. So many people got to know my name. I was wandering around. Anyway, that's a side note. There's so much to that. So after the show, they come out, and I'm talking with them, and the one guy He happens to have a hip flask. He goes, hey, you want to take a shot? I go, yeah. Everyone, they all started to know my name, and they all started imitating me. It was great. The guy, he gives me his hip flask, and I take a sip of it. I go, nyik, nyik, nyik. And the right as I'm doing it, he's doing the same thing. He goes, Indian. He repeats it with me, and he goes, oh, my gosh. I don't know anyone else who does that except my friend. My friend started doing that, and I started doing it. I've always wondered where it's from. And I said, you know where it's from? It's from Easy Rider. Jack Nicholson does it. He goes, oh my gosh, I'd done it this whole time not knowing. I always thought it was just a funny thing my friend did. I never knew it came from somewhere. I go, man, isn't it amazing? I was here right now. The universe brought me here, brought you here, so I could be astonished by your story and you could be astonished by mine. And it filled in a blank in your brain. That was just one of so many. Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go. Mad Magazine. We talked about that. Did I talk about this? A song or a movie or something called I Fell in Love with a Blonde? Something here. Dish Network, DirecTV, AT&T. Ooh. Here's something. Make videos that are hypnotic and psychedelic. Making use of the Hollow Earth. September 23rd, satellite falls into our orbit and crashes into Earth. Where? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is so funny. I just turned the page. Oh, my God. I just turned this page here. Okay, so. This is crazy. So I put painting guitar cases. Now this. This is funny. Email Hobbit House to Sopiago Springs. I was just talking about Sopiago Springs on the previous page, wasn't I? You were there. You heard it. Oh, my God. Well, I was talking about synchronicities, and then bam, I turn it, and then bam. Gosh. Email Hobbit House. Oh, boingboing.net. I love that website. Yeah, that's why it's in parentheses. Email Hobbit House, parenthesis, boingboing, unparenthesis, to Sopiago Springs. Yeah, and then this I actually already read, but I'm going to read it again because it's connected with a story that happened today. A man who insults people by comparing them to various animals, smooth and relaxed. Well, my dad did not insult anyone today. I had a conversation with him. He's living out there in Florida. He's driving sort of like this old folks' home. They got sort of like a little village over there. These different... There's like five different sort of apartments, so to speak. And when they want to go places, you know, they hop on he drives them around from the bus to the center location and then drives them back. They're all getting to know him. They're all getting to love him. And it was funny because he goes, wow, sometimes I feel, he's like, it's like a zoo there. All those different species of all those animals. And then I told my dad about how, on this very podcast, I had read off this thing about the guy who compares people to animals. Oh yeah, there's WFMU. I already read about that. Viral petition video. I don't know what that is. Make Brian Wisniewski's moving comic. Ah, I've had that in my brain for the longest time. Brian and Steve Wisniewski, Twins, phenomenal, phenomenal team. These guys, there's a group called the Insomniacs, composed of Brandon Tropp, Steve Zabel, Brian and Steve Wisniewski, Sangini Brombit, Jamie Lee Wise, Paul Sutton, Brandon Tropp, Alan Panicle, all geniuses. Hanging out with them really taught me about collaboration skills. We would go into the Wisniewski's garage and we would, you know, we'd get schnockered and read. We'd have our readings. We would read basically once a week. We'd go in there and we'd read our new stories that we created. So we'd share our stories with each other. Gosh, such a phenomenal, magical time. Sometimes we'd have an old typewriter there and we'd take turns typing on it. And after I moved out here, the brothers would make these awesome projects. I still have them saved, like comics of sorts, and sent them out to me. Phenomenal. And I had been meaning to turn them into moving comics, which basically, if you don't know what a moving comic is, they take still comic books and they somehow move the photos, kind of make it look animated. Gosh, those are such great times. There's a great community, those guys, back in Chicago. Learn about Hangouts on Google+. Music videos for each of my songs. That is something I've always meant to do, and I will do. Ooh, what is this? Remember Uncle Six Eyes. Remember Uncle Six Eyes. Writing down the wish list, visualizing each one, then pressing a button. When we press the button, we fully believe that we are putting the order in. Oh, I love that. The wish list. That could be a great tool for manifestation for those who want to have a permission slip, so to speak, as Bashar calls it, which is basically, in a sense, like a placebo, right? It's a thing where it I think this is why rituals and ceremonies are what they are. Perhaps it's not necessarily what's being done. Yes, perhaps it is. The magic of it is the belief that what's going on there is doing this thing. So, let's say you got the wish button. Maybe you call it the genie. The genie button or something, and you push it, you fully just really imagine it, and you go boom, and you go, okay, universe, you're taking care of it. You push the button, maybe it makes some magical sound like, and then that's it. And then you just go, okay, no attachments. As soon as I press this button, I'm not attaching to it, I'm not gonna worry about it, I'm not gonna anything. It's a physical representation of, bam, of getting that done. I think I'm going to create this thing. I'm so excited. This is why I'm doing the podcast for my future self. Also, for anyone else who tunes into the same vibe, anyone else who is into the same, you know, kind of mindset, so to speak, who can relate. Sometimes it's just nice to hear another person talk about something that you've thought about before. Sometimes it's like a mental high five. You're going, psh, I see it, I view it, I'm right there with you. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Sometimes all we need to hear is just that one little thing, and then bam. And it keeps us going, which is so exciting. So just as I'm leaving this, and this is all just a memory in my future brain self,
These notes in my idea books were gifts to this self right now, to this dude. Had I not written those down, my past self not written those down, this current self, aka my future self, to the guy back then, my future self, and little did he realize that these would become memories, and this person I'm pointing at my chest, in his brain. And now, little did he realize that this guy that I'm pointing at my chest here, you can hear it, would be shared with you guys. God, I love it. 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 So all that was a gift for this guy. Making a bunch of video responses and posting them through the week. Byte TV. Independent movies. Not certain what that is. Oh my god. Play at Hollywood Bowl for birthday. I made a prediction to my buddy Jeremy. Jeremy Polensky, another one of my collaborators. Songwriting collaborators. Which, by the way, we made a song called Enemy of Mine. About, you know, how you can date someone or be so in love with someone, and then somehow one day they end up somehow becoming your enemy, and then you just break apart. You go from being so in love to then going, I hate everything about this person. So the song is kind of a documentation of that. Enemy of Mine. I believe it's on soundcloud.com/CEC, or you go to soundcloud.com/IAmAnOrphan. Might be on there. So I told him, I said, I'm going to play at the Hollywood Bowl. I said, we're going to play at the Hollywood Bowl for my birthday. And I was fully prepared whether I was going to be on the stage there or whether I was going to just play out in front of the venue. Either way, it was going to happen. The funny thing was, that year, the year that came around, the Hollywood Bowl was closed that day. Oh, good God. We're up to 23 minutes here. Let me see if I, what I can do here about not losing my place. That's the thing, that all this shuffling around is the sound of me trying to find my place from last time. There's a lot in here. A lot in here. That's all for now, folks. Thank you for listening to another
exciting episode of It's Barato Projecto.
Before I go, these are the various places that you can hear It's Barato Projecto. Here we go. These are apps. These are directories. Here we go. Podknife, Otto Radio, Podchaser, Podacy, iHeart, Overcast.fm, Podcast Republic, Podtail, Google Play, Castbox.fm, Pocket Casts, Play.radiopublic.com, Stitcher, Podcast Pup, Digital Podcast, Listen Notes, Mixcloud, Spreaker, TuneIn, Blueberry.com, Blubrry, Breaker, Castrex.com, Castrex, Ratpoison.com, yes, you heard that right, Ratpoison, Podbean, Player.fm, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, if I didn't say Google Play already, Anchor.fm, and of course, iTunes. These are all the possible locations you can find this. Perhaps you don't want to listen to it on iTunes. Maybe you want to hear it on a completely different platform. So, I've been doing my due diligence in planting this seed, Johnny Appleseed, for folks to get a hold of it.
for my future self to get a hold of it. Who knows how many of these sites are going to be kaput in the future, right? So we have to amplify the opportunities for our future selves to find ourselves. That's a good one. Amplify the opportunities for our future selves to find ourselves. If there was a word to the wise, that would be one of those wise's of the words-isms. Take care, folks, and keep that in mind.